That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
Edward Lear from Jamestown, California writes, "Dear Dr. Science, what happened to all the 8-track tapes?"
I still have mine. What did you do with yours? Science can't help you take care of your personal belongings. It can, however, suggest new uses for old technology. I've used my 8-track tape machine to manufacture durable and stylish clothing. I simply take my old socks and insert them into the slot, followed by any old 8-track cartridge. Then I let the machine run through its cycle. When it's played all 8 tracks of distorted music, I withdraw the cartridge and usually find a new shirt or pair of trousers. It's just another example of the kind of thing we scientists turn up through random experimentation.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
Then you do.
That's right.
Jeff Shields from Haines, Alaska writes, "Dear Dr. Science, how do porcupines mate?"
Very carefully. No, seriously, porcupines, the so-called pincushions of the wild, reproduce through a unique process called procreation. They use their paws to pluck one another's quills and plant them firmly in the ground. If the quills haven't been stolen by raccoons, the so-called bandits of the woods, after 6 months gestation, the quills are plucked from the ground by opossums, the so-called garbage mauls of the Midwest. Then the opossums are kidnapped at gunpoint by the mommy and daddy porcupines and forced to donate their pouches to the suckling porcupines. At the end of the weaning process, the fully grown porcupines are surgically removed by rabbits, the so-called surgeons of the forest. So you see, nature is more complicated than we think.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
You do?
That's right.
Ray Mullen from North Liberty, Iowa writes, "Dear Dr. Science, if curiosity killed the cat, why doesn't it have any effect on college students?"
There are only a few pathways into the mind of the average college student, and these are clogged with beer nuts and suntan oil. I'm not talking about the ear canals, because these are usually open if the outer ear isn't covered with a Walkman headphone. One study tried gaining access to the average college student's mind by putting subliminal messages onto rock cassette tapes. But it was found that no matter what the message content was, the resulting behavior change always involved either pizza or beer consumption. This scientist can only assume that cats are simply too sensitive, if not too intelligent, to go to college.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.